The subtitles give a further explanation. Stories from Rural Alaskans and Stories from 23 Rural Alaskans. In many ways, this is an odd book. In their attempt to give voice to all parts of Bush Alaska, the range can be confusing. Does a reminiscence of driving 3,000 reindeer from the Seward Peninsula to Canada's Northwest Territories, begun in 1930 and ending in 1935, really belong with a lengthy article on an alcoholic who is recovered today and a short article on commercial fishing in Southeast? Many of the stories, although all true, reflect life around Kotzebue, which is located on a narrow northern offshoot of the Seward Peninsula. This is not surprising, as both authors teach at the Chukchi College there, but does tend to skew the focus. Yes, there are stories of mushing out of Haines and Horse Lover in the Fairbanks area. We are never told whether the touching story of the new horse took place there or in Nenana, some 50 miles away. But where are the articles from the Aleutians or from the Yupik natives? Nothing on life in a logging camp in Southeast or life in much of the interior. However, it is a treat to have some people who truly live in the bush share experiences with us. It is also a lovely idea. Perhaps a later edition will become more wide-ranging. And perhaps it's a grumpy reviewer from Southeast Alaska just complaining. Definitely a book worth reading.